90.3 KNBA, David Wax Museum, the title track to their latest studio release, Guest House. Laura Marling from Semper Femina, her new disc with Wildfire. Kopecky Family Band in there. Carolina Chocolate drops with Country Girl, and we started out with new music from Connor Oberst. 8:27, it is the Morning Line program. A reminder, KNBA supports salmon and the waters they thrive in. Resources that are absolutely Alaska, and you can show your support at the definitive music event at Salmon Fest. 3 days of live music in Inilchik, August 4th through the 6th, and this year's festival features bands like Rusted Root, Great American Taxi, Road Earth, Foy Vance, and more. 3 stages, foods, crafts, and events throughout the weekend. You can find more at salmonfestalaska.org. It is Morning Line. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chythluk. Say, we've got some good things happening in the community this week, and well, one of them is your chance to make a make your voice heard on the municipal elections. Today is the municipal elections with 6 assembly seats, 2 school board seats, and various propositions open around the city on the ballot. And muni.org/election is a great place to find your polling place.
Okay, thanks very much, Frank. And we have some very special guests to welcome this morning. You may already know, or you may have seen before in Anchorage, the play Winter Bear, written by Anne Hanley and based on the book Shadows on the Koyukon by Sidney Huntington. And it is back and better than ever. We've got two special actors, thespians, here with us this morning from the play. Sarah Thiel, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You're so very welcome. And you play, who do you play?
My character's name is Miranda. She is the granddaughter of Sidney Huntington.
Okay. And then, well, look, there's Sidney right here. Brian Westcott. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
So you ought to have this part down pretty well because you've been doing this since the onset of the play, right?
Yes and no. I have the lines down pretty well, but it actually puts an extra challenge on me to make it fresh.
Okay.
And to not be on autopilot when I do it. And having new cast members like Sarah here really helps.
Okay, I'll say fresh blood.
Yeah, it's a different show. If you've seen it before, it's a whole different thing.
Well, then let's talk about the show. What's it all about?
A juvenile delinquent is sent to live with an elder and chop wood for 3 months.
In?
A cabin outside of Galena.
Okay. And why, pray tell, is he sent there?
Perhaps the prosecutor should. The magistrate should
yes,
answer that.
Yes, magistrate.
Well, it's a play that deals with suicide, and the character Dwayne, he's caught trying to commit suicide, and he was wrongly accused, actually, of trying to burn down a school, but he doesn't put up a fight because, well, he's just in a bad place in his life, so he goes out to live with Sidney, and he kind of whips him into shape, I guess, and turns his life around.
This is kind of a dark theme. Is this a play for just for adults or?
No, not at all. It's a play for all ages. There's actually a lot of comedy in it for being such dark subject matter. And in the play, there are 4 humans and 4 animals. So the kids usually really like going to the play because they're entertained by the animals.
How do you interject lightness into this sort of a theme?
There's a lot of just the comedy of everyday life. And there's a lot of comedy, for example, between the two of us. There's someone who lives up in her head a lot right here who comes out and thinks she's got all the answers, and she doesn't. I remind her of it. Exactly.
Okay. And how, let me ask, I love the book, Shadows of the Koyukon. How is it for you, after this many years, to step in the role of playing Sidney Huntington? I would think that would be a little bit daunting.
It's extremely daunting. Sidney,
master of the understatement, yeah.
Sidney, bless his heart, he gave us full license to do whatever we needed to do. He didn't care if we showed him warts and all. He said, if this will help some kids out there, go ahead and do it. You do it. It would be impossible to play if we had to step around somebody's ego, for example. He had no ego about it. He said, you go out and do it.
Tremendous. It's good. It's great to know you've got that sort of support.
Yeah. And his family as well. We are very indebted to the Huntington family, his children and grandchildren.
Has the show gone out in the bush at all?
Yes. We've been in 32, I think, different villages.
Wow.
Thus far.
Have you been up in the Koyukon region? I'm sure you have.
Yes, the show's been in Galena, actually.
How was it received there?
Very well. Very, very well.
Was it scary to be performing the show right there?
I didn't do that particular show, but we did perform one night on a different tour for Sydney. He rode downriver.
OMG.
And that was intimidating. But again, he had such an expansive heart, such a big heart, that we just felt the love, and the show went great.
Okay.
We like going out to the places. What we're doing is honoring where people live. Okay. So you don't have to live in Anchorage or L.A. or Seattle or New York. Your life where you live has great meaning.
And you live in L.A. half the time?
Yeah. Just the reality of the business is that's where filmmaking and TV show business is. And also, we no longer have a film incentive program in Alaska. I'd hope to move home permanently. So I spend about half the year back and forth. Okay. I study and work in L.A.
And you're from the interior originally, is that right?
Yes, Fairbanks.
Okay. Sarah, where are you from? Or your family from?
Well, I grew up in Big Lake and Homer, actually. And I spent my summers out on Lake Iliamna, my mother's village of Pedro Bay.
Okay, tremendous. Well, any special challenges that playing Miranda has brought to you? Is it because this is your first real stage gig, or?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. The only plays I've ever done were in high school, so it's been a while. playing Miranda has been extremely challenging. She's such a strong character, you know. She's way more outspoken than I am, and she likes to challenge her grandfather all the time. And I know that's something I never did. So, yeah, I've been pushing myself, trying to play her, trying to do her justice.
Okay, excellent. It's the Winter Bear Project. Winter Bear Project. How about dates and times and places and locations?
We have some private performances this week, but one's open to the public. We will be at the Church of Love on Spinard Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m.
Okay. And if you didn't get all that, you can find all the showtimes and such at the Winter Bear Project Facebook page. Pretty easy to find there. Sarah, good luck. Have fun. Now, you've already been down in Southeast, right? Or are you just starting out in Anchorage?
I haven't.
You haven't?
Just starting out in Anchorage, yeah.
Okay, yay. So are you scared to death?
A little nervous, but I'm really excited.
Okay. So. All right. They always say that, if you're acting for the first time or on stage for the first time, that what you need to do to make yourself really comfortable is to look out at the audience and imagine them all naked.
Aha.
Now, Brian, does that work?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I heard it does every time. Sarah, anything to add as we wrap up?
I just hope to see everybody there. It's going to be a great play, and I'm super excited about it.
A great play based on a great book by a great man. And Brian, how about you? Y'all set to go?
I am so happy to be home and working.
Okay. Hey, thank you both so very much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you. Appreciate for having it. Us.
Thank you, Danny.
You're very welcome. Stay tuned to Drew Holkman, The Neighbors, and Creedence up next.
A government report finds nearly 2 million rural American Indians and Alaska Natives had no access to the internet in 2015. Even more lack broadband access. This can hinder work, education, and even connecting with loved ones. On the next Native America Calling, we'll explore what some tribes are doing to turn things around.